Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. The 40 days of Lent began with Ash Wednesday, with ashes on our forehead. And in the message that day, I said, ashes are a reminder that physical death is part of life. I also said, we wear the ashes to proclaim the resurrection, the good news of eternal life. And during Lent, we talked about walking with the Lord. This past Thursday, Maundy Thursday, we remembered Jesus giving us Holy Communion. And the theme was sitting with the Lord. From walking with the Lord, sitting with the Lord. We sat with the Lord on Thursday night, eating bread and wine, listening to his words, love one another. And on Good Friday, the theme was dying with the Lord. And so today, after walking with the Lord, sitting with the Lord, dying with the Lord, we celebrate the good news of rising with the Lord. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Whatever happens on our journey, struggles, trials, sickness, the death of loved ones, we celebrate today that the journey we're on is ultimately about rising with the Lord. We heard this in today's reading from Colossians. We've been raised with Christ. Christ is our life. And we will receive the same glory that he received in the glory of his resurrection. His glory becomes our glory. That's the promise of this day. In many ways, my life as a pastor could be defined by the word interruptions, especially sickness, people's problems, and of course, death, a major interruption in the life of a pastor. But such interruptions aren't unique to being a pastor. We all have unexpected interruptions in life. It's life. Things happen on our journey that interrupt our plans, that interrupt our routines. To use an image I've been talking about in the past 6 weeks, we're walking along as if everything is okay, and suddenly we fall into a pit. A pit that we can't easily climb out of. Our journey is sometimes interrupted by the pit of sin. But as believers, as disciples of Jesus, we know that sin and the consequences of sin can also be interrupted. They can be interrupted by God's gift of forgiveness. We interrupt sin by forgiving others. We interrupt sin by being forgiven by others. We even interrupt sin and do that hard thing, forgiving ourselves. As I said in my Good Friday sermon, when we end up in that pit, Jesus jumps down into the pit to be with us. Even though the pit is never a pleasant place to be, it's always unpleasant. We are never alone. Today we're reminded by the love of Christ who jumps into the pit with us. We will rise up out of the pit with him. Easter is about rising with the Lord in daily life and at the end of life. Easter is a life-giving interruption. Easter is a holy time to breathe the resurrection, to celebrate and to remember that our earthly journey, which begins with birth, travels through life and death, and in the end is eternal life. That's our journey. Easter is a promise that at the moment of death, there will be a final interruption. Christ himself will reach down into the pit of death, that moment that we experience death. Christ himself will reach down and raise us up to eternal life. The ultimate moment of rising with the Lord. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. As many of you know, my life and the life of my family was interrupted this past week by the death of a younger brother of mine, Frank. Frank and I shared a memory which was often one of the stories we tell at family gatherings. It was the winter of 1972. I was 22 years old and my brother Frank was 18. I was a student at Niagara University in Niagara Falls. My family lived in Edinburgh. It was winter, Niagara Falls, Edinburgh, think snow. Our mother sent Frank to pick me up and drive me home for Easter break. It was a trip to remember. We navigated a snowstorm, a real blizzard. Frank was driving. And in the passenger seat, I had the door opened to find and keep an eye on the pavement stripes so that we could stay on the road. Life can be like that sometimes. It can be very difficult to navigate the storms and the troubles. It can be very difficult sometimes to stay on the right track. In this Easter celebration, we remember that Jesus gave us a navigator, the Holy Spirit, to keep us on the right track, to keep us spiritually safe. Even when we've fallen into the pit, even in the midst of chaos and any interruptions, in times of grief, in times of stress, in times of confusion, God's Holy Spirit is given to us to help us navigate our lives and to help us help each other navigate our lives. In this Easter celebration, we receive the Holy Spirit. Right here today in this room, we receive the Holy Spirit. The Gospel of John gives us that reminder, that Easter reminder. Listen to how John describes Easter. It was evening on that day, the first day of the week. The doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among his disciples, and he said, "Peace be with you." He showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." On this Easter, we receive that double dose of peace. Jesus enters in and says, "Peace be with you," twice. Shalom, shalom. We receive the Holy Spirit to help us navigate our lives, the struggles, the sickness, the suffering, whatever interrupts our lives. In the last several days, there were a few moments when members of this church family saw me in a little bit different light, being frazzled and intense, as I navigated extra worship preparations, sermons, PowerPoints, music, computers, and so on. And a few times, members gently said to me something that I've preached about often. They would simply say to me in a calm voice, "Breathe." And I did. Breathe. Breathe the Holy Spirit. We need sometimes to be reminded to breathe the Holy Spirit. When we have trials and tribulations and struggles and pains, when we're frazzled and intense, the risen Lord Jesus himself breathes upon us and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And by the way, my brother Frank and I always agreed that we shouldn't have made the trip that day. But Frank was always quick to point out that our mother told him, "Bring your brother home." And he did. At the end of your life, at the moment of your death, God is going to say to Jesus, "Bring my child home." And he will. Let us pray. Bring to mind every struggle and storm going on in your life right now. Jesus breathes on you and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Bring to mind every struggle and storm in the lives of those you love. Jesus breathes on them now and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Bring to mind every struggle and every storm in the world. Jesus breathes onto the world and onto us and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit."